Welcome to another edition of Northwestern Outdoors Radio, the award-winning show covering fishing, hunting, conservation, destinations, and other outdoors recreation across the greater Northwest. Northwestern Outdoors is brought to you by Max Lur, Sportsman's Warehouse, Sena Sea Seafood, and Wallowa County Chamber of Commerce and the Northern Pike Minnow Sport Reward Fishery Program. And now, let's see what's happening this week with your host, John Cruz.
Welcome to the show. Got a couple pieces of good news to share. Now, I mentioned this once before briefly, but it's really a big deal. We actually have an affiliate station now right in Seattle, something we've never had before. I would always go to the Washington Sportsman Show, and I could tell folks, well, you can listen to us north of Seattle on CAPS AM 660 out of Mount Vernon, or south of Seattle out of Olympia and Shelton on KMAS. Well, KMAS, they flip formats, and they are playing music now, and they no longer carry our show. But AM 1300 KKOL, they are carrying our show Saturday morning, 6 a.m., broadcasting throughout the greater Seattle metro region. And by the way, if you are listening there, you might want to switch to KGAR 93.3 at 7 a.m. to catch the Pacific Northwest edition of our other show, America Outdoors Radio. It's got both local and national information on it. Moving on to another great piece of news is the fact that we've got another sponsor, a brand new sponsor, and I am absolutely thrilled about this. It is Montana's Missouri River Country. This is the Tourism Bureau that represents Northeast Montana, and I can't wait to go there not once, but twice this year to put together some great shows about this beautiful part of our country that is teeming with fishing, with hunting, with wildlife watching, camping opportunities, small towns, friendly communities, fantastic stargazing, and oh yes, a dinosaur trail too. It's going to be tons of fun to have them on board as a sponsor, and we're going to talk to Carla Hunsley, the executive director of Montana's Missouri River Country, during our show today, and she's going to tell you about things you can do there in the spring once the ice comes off and once the snow melts. There's lots and lots of things you'll enjoy doing in Montana's Missouri River Country. What other guests do we have today? Well, we've got Trey Karskinen back again with O'Loughlin Trade Shows. He's going to tell you about the Central Oregon Sportsman Show, taking place March 7th through the 11th at the Deschutes County Fairgrounds in Redmond, Oregon. This is not as big as the Pacific Northwest Sportsman Show or the Washington Sportsman Show, but it is sizable. And if you're in the market for an RV, this is definitely the place to go because there's acres and acres of RVs on display and for sale at the Central Oregon Sportsman Show. Trey will tell you all about that and more during the show today. Speaking of sportsman shows, there's some other ones going on to include this weekend all the way through the 17th. We'll give you a lineup of exactly what's happening in Idaho, in Oregon, and Northern California. And then we're going to talk a little bass fishing too with Eric Arnold during our extended Max Minute. Eric has got a great technique you can use to dig up bass during this cold time of year when those bass are a little lethargic and they're in deeper water. And it's a nifty little trick I hadn't heard of before, but I think you're going to want to hear this. And then in just a couple of minutes, you're going to hear from our old friend Ed Iman. He's that retired walleye fishing guide and promoter who is putting on another event. This is the Walleye Willie Memorial Benefit. It's kind of a derby. No money's being exchanged here, but for $40, it's going to go to supporting cancer research. You can go fishing, and you might take home some nice swag if you've got the biggest walleye or the most walleye. All right, without further ado, let's get things going with another edition of Sportsman Spotlight with David Sparks.
Fishing Hole Secrets, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Dr. Paul Venturelli, a Ball State biology professor, is teaming up with Fishbrain, the world's leading social app for recreational anglers, who are asked to supply their personal data on fish populations and fishing experiences. I had a question.
You ask a fisherman where his favorite hole is, and he'll say, I'm not telling you. I'm keeping that under my thumb. So how do you get these guys to fess up, give you information?
People are willingly supplying this information, and you know we recognize that some people don't, and there are filters that you can apply that can identify that kind of stuff and filter it out. I can see where the concern comes from a fisherman's point of view. What I usually like to tell people is that we are studying broad patterns, and so we're not looking at what any one individual is doing. It's kind of like we wouldn't follow one car to understand traffic patterns. You have to look across all the cars, and so we're looking across all the anglers. We're working with Fishbrain because they're sensitive to this too. If the questions we're asking or the results that we're presenting could be used in that way to help to identify people's favorite fishing spots, that we present the data in a way that that's not obvious. So we can still get the answers, but we're not telling people where all the secret holes are. They're already sharing through these apps, and a lot of them are okay to share. Depends on their motivation, too. A lot of these guys are catch and release, especially bass anglers. They're sharing all kinds of data. Musky anglers, a little more secretive.
A member of our team, Tommy Allen, was talking about a great fishing hole. I asked where it was, and he said, "I'll have to kill you if I tell you."
The first 75 days of a potato's life is fragile. It's crucial to be proactive in keeping diseases and pests from devastating your crops. The Bayer family of products provides an agronomic force field around potatoes that helps create a successful harvest and high yield potential. And potatoes love it in here.
Because it's not very pleasant outside the force field. Let's go back in!
Phew, we should stay here forever, or at least the next 75 days. Learn more at BayerPotato75DayIPM.com. Always read and follow pesticide label directions.
The Ag Information Network, covering over half of the nation's potato acres and a third of the nation's wheat. We've been bringing news and information to these Pacific Northwest producers for 40 years on 73 radio stations. With the large amount of farmland that our network covers, our region's farmers are on the go, tuning in behind the wheel of a truck or tractor. The Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism lasting for the next generation.
David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
Next up on Northwestern Outdoors Radio, we're catching up with Ed Eyman, that very well-known former guide and promoter from the Dalles, Oregon, now living in Arlington, happily retired except for one thing. That would be the Walleye Willie Shootout, a memorial benefit taking place June 8th and 9th, 2024. Tell us more about this, Ed.
Well, this is a total fundraiser. We give away no cash prizes. We'll have product prizes there to give away to the largest fish and the most fish and so on. All of the money goes to the cancer clinic there in the Dalles. And if you're a guide, that's perfectly fine. You get your clients to sign up for the fee of $40 a piece a day, and they're in the tournament. You can fish any place in the Columbia River there that you want to. And we do just a big fish deal and a most fish deal. And no way in, none of that. And we have a guides boat operators meeting on the night before, and then we give away our prizes and stuff on Sunday the 9th.
Ground Zero is going to be the Dalles Marina again Saturday, June 8th, 5 a.m. Captain's meeting Sunday, June 9th, 3 p.m. That's when the awards are going to be given out. There's going to be a drawing. And again, prizes will be awarded for the biggest walleye, both first and second place, the most walleye, the largest bass, and a youth division for the largest walleye as well. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about Walleye Willie and Sheila Ross?
Well, Walleye Willie was a good guide and a good friend of mine throughout the years, and his wife, Sheila, had stage 4 cancer, and she donated her, I don't know what you would call it, life to OHSU for experimental purposes to help other people that got cancer. And she finally succumbed to the disease, but they did make some breakthroughs and stuff in cancer treatment due to her volunteering to do that. And then, about 6 months later after that, then Willie had a heart attack, and we lost Willie. So basically, this deal is really, what it comes right down to it, it's for Sheila and for all of us that are cancer survivors.
And all the proceeds are going to benefit the Mid-Columbia Health Foundation and the Celilo Cancer Center Fund. So this is a really good event in memory of a couple of really good people who I considered friends as well. Again, it's the Walleye Willie Shootout Memorial Benefit. The dates again, June 8th and 9th, 2024. You can fish the Bonneville Pool, you can fish the Dalles Pool, and Ground Zero will be the Dalles Marino. How do people sign up?
Well, there's several different ways. One, they can do it on the internet. Two, they can come to the boat operators meeting and they can sign up right there. They can sign up the day of the tournament. We don't care. Just as long as they sign up, get their money into the cause, and we'll go from there.
So, Ed, for the anglers that are fishing this, you know walleye fishing in the Columbia better than anybody. What would you recommend they try that time of year?
Well, probably the go-to lure will be bottom walkers and worm harnesses. And, you know, of course, smiley blades are big, and any type of a shiny metal blade works well, too. You just got to get them down there deep, you know, because those fish are laying deep now, and so that'll be the place to find them.
All right, it's only $40 per person. Again, just sign up that morning, June 8th, 5 a.m. at the Dallas Marina, and participate in the Walleye Willie Shootout Memorial Benefit. It's going to be all sorts of fun, and I suspect fishing's going to be pretty good, too. Thanks, as always, Ed.
Thank you, Mr. Cruz. Talk to you later, buddy.
Sticking with competitive fishing, I'm happy to report the registration is now open for 3 bass fishing tournaments taking place at Mardon Resort and Potholes Reservoir in Eastern Washington. They're all being put out by Lumen Out Performance Marine. They're all part of the Big Bass Trail. The first one is the Pro-Am Tournament. This one is taking place April 25th and 26th, and each day a pro who is a boater and an amateur angler fishing from the back of the boat will fish together and share their weight for the tournament. Next day, the pro's going to fish with a different amateur angler. Same rule applies. The entry deadline is April 21st, and if you participate as a professional angler with the boat, you have a chance to win a brand new Phoenix Bass boat from Lumen Out Performance Marine. If you're the co-angler that participates, you can win a $5,000 check. This is all based on at least 100 boats that are going to be entering, and this is going to be a ton of fun. I fished this last year. I'm fishing it again as an amateur. I learned a lot, and you will too. And if you think you're a pretty good stick, well, this is a tournament for you. Again, that's a big prize there, a brand new Phoenix Bass boat. The next week, May 4th and 5th, is a 2-day big bass tournament, paying a cash prize for the largest bass weighed in. And that cash prize, based on a 100-boat field, will be $10,000. In addition to this, there are cash prizes that are going to be given out every hour for the biggest fish, too. And last year, the big bass, on an hourly basis, were in some cases 6 pounds, and in other cases, less than 4 pounds. So it doesn't take a giant to win an hourly prize. And if you're like me, you've got to always believe that even a blind squirrel can find a nut, or in this case, a big bass. This is another one I'll be fishing, and I hope you'll fish it with me. The final tournament as part of the Big Bass Tournament Trail at Potholes Reservoir and Mardon Resort takes place June 6th and 7th. This is the Potholes Shootout Tournament, and the top 10 teams, the largest 5 fish weights from Saturday, will advance to Sunday for a 10-team shootout. 3 great tournaments, and you can register for all of them right now at BigBassTrail.com. That's right, the website, BigBassTrail.com. I'm registering this week, and I hope you'll join me. It's going to be a ton of fun fishing at Potholes Reservoir for bass this spring. Meanwhile, sportsman show season continues, and this weekend there's a couple of shows going on. One of them is the Idaho Sportsman Show, taking place at Expo Idaho in Boise. That goes through Sunday, as does one of the exposure shows. This one is the NorCal Boat, Sport, and RV Show. This is taking place at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center, and it also runs through Sunday. Next week, the Central Oregon Sportsman Show kicks off at the Deschutes County Fairground in Redmond. We'll be telling you more about that one in just a few minutes when we talk to Trey Karskinen with the Laughlin Trade Shows. And the following week, we've got the Bighorn Outdoor Adventure Show that's put on by the Inland Northwest Wildlife Council. That takes place at the fairgrounds in Spokane, March 14th through the 17th. That's always a good show with about 300 exhibitors, and a brand new show, March 15th through the 17th, also put on by Joe Pate and Exposure Shows. This would be the Sportsman's and Outdoor Recreation Show in Klamath Falls, taking place at the Klamath County Fairgrounds. So if you have not gotten enough shows yet, there's still plenty for you in the weeks ahead, starting this weekend and running right through the 17th. In other news, it is the time of year that coyotes are breeding, and that means you can have a lot more conflicts between coyotes and domestic dogs like your pet. According to Ryan Walrath, the regional wildlife manager in the Boise area for the Idaho Department of Fish and Game, as with any wildlife species, it's not uncommon for coyotes to become more aggressive and territorial during their breeding season, particularly towards other canine species and, rarely, towards humans. In each of the past 3 years, during the breeding and denning season, which goes from now until June, the Southwest Region Office in Idaho has received reports of incidents involving coyotes and domestic dogs at various locations in the Boise foothills. Walrath continues, to put it simply, if you're living or recreating in coyote country, you should expect to encounter coyotes. Fortunately, in many cases, you can adjust a few of your own behaviors to reduce the odds of an encounter turning into a dangerous situation for your pet or yourself. One thing you can do is keep your dogs on leash between the months of March and June. This can help minimize the risk, because a human near a leash dog is typically a strong deterrent to a coyote. You can also bring a loud noisemaker with you, a whistle, bell, or horn, which can be helpful in scaring off coyotes, or carry bear spray. It works not just on bears and cougars, but coyotes too. And in the unlikely event you come into close contact with a coyote displaying aggressive behavior, do not approach, do not run, face the coyote, wave your arm slowly, and speak in a loud voice. Then back away slowly, giving the coyote opportunity to escape, all the while maintaining eye contact at all times, and if you are attacked, which is very rare indeed, do fight back. Coyotes, they're pretty cool animals, but they can be dangerous to you and your pets this time of year.
Grow your love for the outdoors at the 62nd Annual Big Horn Show, March 14th to 17th at the Spokane County Fairgrounds, presented by Lithia Motors. There's something for everyone in the family at the Big Horn Show. Visit and shop hundreds of vendors and exhibitors. Check out the Trophy Territory Annual Exhibition. Go fishing with the kids at Leshwa Fishing World. Enjoy live music. You will find it all at this year's Big Horn Show. This event is produced by Inland Northwest Wildlife Council. Big thanks to Brett's RV and Marine, Leshwa, and many more. Get your tickets and more details at bighornshow.com.
Nature at its finest. That's what you'll find in Northeast Oregon's Wallowa County. Paddle a kayak or go fishing at Wallowa Lake. Hike into the Eagle Cap Wilderness or soak in the views after taking the tram to the top of Mount Howard. That's why we're home to one of Oregon's seven wonders. Find out more at WallowaCountyChamber.com.
Welcome back to Northwestern Outdoors Radio and to an extended Max Minute brought to you by Max Lure.
You know what time it is? It's time for another extended Max Minute with Max Lure. And with us, once again, after a long absence, is Eric Arnold, longtime pro staffer. Eric, great to have you on the air.
Long absence. How you doing, buddy?
I am doing well. I want to talk a little bit about bass fishing, especially during these colder months. One way to get at them is vertically jigging for them. And one lure to use is a sonic baitfish. But you're doing it with a little bit of a twist, aren't you?
Yeah, well, sometimes when you have clear water, those smallmouth, they're very knowledgeable what's in front of them. So they come and take a good look. So I'll put like some fake eyes and I'll put a feathered tail on them. It's a different action, drives them nuts. Those of you guys fishing Lake Washington, I know a couple spots right now that you can load up, but they're beyond 60 feet. They're in 75, 80 feet of water on some humps. And sonic baitfish, best way to get down there to catch them.
So are you basically fishing this as a vertical jig with a line through the nose and then just one treble hook with that feathered tail on it at the bottom end?
That's correct. Drop it down to the bottom and work it like a jig. You're only lifting up about 2 or 3 inches. Let it fall back down 2 or 3 inches. It's only a little bit, but it's enough to trigger them and they'll pick it up.
Any particular colors you like to use in clear water?
Number one I use is chrome and blue. The chrome and gold works good, or just regular chrome with a little black. Anything with a flash.
All right. So the flash of the tail, do you have some sparkle in the tail too, or just marabou?
Just marabou. What happens when it's sitting on the bottom, when you're not moving it, and like I said, slow jigs, like 2 or 3 inches, that tail's moving. And so they see the movement of the tail, they just figure it's real, they pick it up. And I've caught more fish with a feathered tail than non-feathered tail.
All right. Well, the next time you go out during these colder months for smallmouth bass, tie on a sonic bait fish, fish it as a vertical jig, and don't forget that little feathered tail. You're going to get into those bass like you never have before. Thanks as always, Eric.
Thank you, buddy.
That's the sound you hear when a fish hits the new sonic baitfish from Max Lure Company. This metal lure can be cast, trolled, or jigged, and will catch just about anything that swims in the sea, the river, or the lake. The sonic baitfish has a unique vibration and flutter that can be rigged in 7 different ways. With all sorts of eye-catching colors and weights available, you'll be reaching for the sonic baitfish as your go-to lure. It's the sonic baitfish. And that's another fish on, only from Max Lure Company.
Sportsman's Warehouse is America's premier outfitter. With the gear you need for fishing, hunting, camping, paddling, cooking, and just about anything else you can do in the woods or in the water. With over 125 stores across America, there is bound to be a Sportsman's Warehouse near you. With not only the gear you need, but also the experts to help you get the most out of the product you purchase. Head down to your local Sportsman's Warehouse today or shop online anytime at sportsmans.com. That's sportsmans.com.
The Brewster Salmon Derby is going off August 2nd through the 4th on the Upper Columbia River. There's over $10,000 in cash and prizes, to include a $2,000 check for the King of the Pool. Register today at BrewsterSalmonDerby.com. Well, welcome back to Northwestern Outdoors Radio. Guess who we've got on the line again? That's right, it's Trey Karskinen with the Lachlan Trade Shows. We are going to talk about the last sportsman show they are putting on for the year. That would be the Central Oregon Sportsman Show, taking place at the Deschutes County Fairgrounds in Redmond, Thursday, March 7th through Sunday, March 10th. Trey, great to have you back on the air.
Thank you, John. Good to be back.
Now, this is not as big as the Washington Sportsman Show or the huge Pacific Northwest Sportsman Show that attracted huge crowds this year, but this always attracts a lot of folks in Central Oregon and Eastern Oregon, even South Central Washington, doesn't it?
It does. It pulls from, very heavily from east of the Cascades, John. And so we have folks, and actually, over from the valley, we have quite a few folks come over from Eugene, Grants Pass, Roseburg, Medford, Northern California, Ontario, certainly Pendleton, the Tri-Cities. You bet. It's a very different show. It's sprawling. It covers the entire fairgrounds, Deschutes County Fairgrounds in Redmond, and it's just different than any of the other shows that we produce. It's a kind of shows within a show. We've got a huge RV show that's a part of this, as well as a boat show, as well as the sportsman show side of things. It has all of the regular features that we like to showcase, like the kids free trout pump.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the RV show. My girlfriend, Rebecca, is actually in the market for a trailer, and I'm half tempted to take her down there for this because you have literally acres and acres of RVs on display, and with the inventory pretty high right now, I'm guessing there's going to be some pretty good deals.
You're exactly right. It's a buyer's market for sure. That's really what's changed this year. So for the previous 4 or 5 years, inventory was an issue and it was tight. And so that drove the price up and they were tough to find and all that. Well, that's not the case anymore. Dealers have plenty of inventory. In fact, they still have some 2023s in stock that they're anxious to move. And so it's really turned into a buyer's market. You can really strike your best deal now. And at this show, you have all the major categories of RVs represented. So, Class A, B, and C motorhomes, travel trailers, toy haulers, fifth wheels, the minis. It's all represented. And this year, we expect to see quite a bit more of the overlanding rigs, which have become very popular in Central Oregon, east of the Cascades, but really around the entire region.
Noah, you're absolutely right. And we shouldn't forget that there's boats for sale there, too.
That's right. We've got 8 dealers. And so it's pretty well represented. You've got ski boats and wakeboard and wake surfing boats, but you also have plenty of fishing boats, pontoon boats. Clackacraft is there with their drift boats. And again, a buyer's market. These folks have come out, and some of them from a pretty good distance, to get in front of interested shoppers and strike a deal. These shows really put the buyer in an advantage because they can shop not only site and shop and compare, but they can shop against the various dealers to strike their best deal.
I have exhibited down there myself in the past, and I know that a lot of guides from British Columbia or Oregon or Washington or Idaho, they love the Central Oregon show. They say, we don't know what it is about this show. Clientele that attend it tend to be the ones that want to book a trip with us. And it's kind of a can't miss for a lot of the outfitters and therefore a can't miss for a lot of the attendees, too, who want to go on an adventure.
Well, yes. We have Kawika Hunts there, for instance, Bill Perkins, that books hunts out of New Zealand. We have some African safari operations. We certainly have folks from around the region. And this year we have, 3 different raft companies. So, if you're thinking about, what am I going to do for my vacation, this summer, this is the place to go. If you're thinking about, maybe something a little long-term, 2025 is your year for New Zealand or Africa, this is a place to get it started. But these guys do incredibly well in Central Oregon. There's a real appetite for what they have. So, They like coming to the show because it's productive. But for the folks that attend that, this year we've added more destinations. So you have like Port of Garibaldi there. You have Travel Pendleton. We have Explore the Dalles. There's several other communities represented there. So it's a way to connect with these folks, get some ideas, maybe, you know, plan your, you know, spring, summer, fall activities at the show. And, you know, it's one of those events where, you know, you can get there at the open and you can easily, if you take your time and really take it all in, you can spend all day there.
You're listening to Northwestern Outdoors Radio. We're talking to Trey Karskaden with the Laughlin Trade Shows about the Central Oregon Sportsman Show taking place at the Deschutes County Fairgrounds in Redmond, March 7th through the 10th. In addition to all the exhibitors and the RVs and the boats, we've got to talk about the seminar schedule, because even though it's a little bit smaller show than the previous two big ones you've had, you've got Randy Newberg at this one too. When it comes to elk hunting and public lands and doing hunts by yourself, he is a man that needs to be heard.
He is. He's got, you know, he's doing four different seminars in the 4 days he's there. He's there all days of the show, Thursday through Sunday. And this year, you know, he's got, like you say, an entirely new seminar lineup talking about e-scouting, using technology for better hunting. He'll share how you can hunt elk every year. And so how to do the, you know, figure out the tag system in the various states so that you can get out and chase elk on a consistent basis. He's got his Q&A, which is a way to connect with him on kind of a one-to-one basis with any of the questions you might have of one of the nation's leading experts in public lands access and public lands hunting. And then he's thrown a new topic in this year that's been very popular in his podcast, and he's brought to the shows, which is Marriage 101 for Elk Hunters. And, you know, it makes folks smile, but, you know, these have been really well attended. There's great questions. And he shares with the guys and the ladies, you know, how he is a dedicated elk hunter that hunts more than 100 days a year, has, you know, been able to stay married for 35 years doing what he does. So, you know, it's wonderful having him there. And, you know, he kind of, when he's done with his seminars, he's there, you know, at the show, wandering around, talking to folks. He's very accessible. But we've also this year, John, added kind of a welcome twist to our seminar series. You'll find that most of the seminars, if not all of them, are all pretty, you know, east of the Cascades centric. So, you know, we've got Central Oregon Kokanee with Tom Chanel, who's an outdoor writer, who's going to cover that. We've got a guide that is, you know, Chrome Diggers, that is going to be talking Central Oregon lake trout. We've got DIY hunts with Candy Yao on how you do that. Richie Herod talking mule deer. And it just goes on from there. We've got a really terrific seminar lineup this year. Walleye is included. You know, it's you know, just a variety of topics that really fit that area very well.
Well, I actually was looking at one that I'd love to attend, and that's Fishing the High Lakes of Eastern Oregon for Trout, put on by a member of the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife.
That was a tough get. We worked for three years, to land that seminar and one on hunting as well from ODFW. So you're exactly right. The one on the fishing side targets High Lakes trout and where the best populations are and the best opportunities. That's a really unique opportunity for, you know, where to go. And there's just not enough of that out there these days, and we were thrilled to get that. And on the hunting side, we have a field biologist that's going to share where the populations are, where the best populations are, where the best hunting opportunities are in the state of Oregon. So two really unique opportunities to talk to the folks that really know more about it than anybody else.
Bottom line, folks, lots of reasons to head down to Redmond in Central Oregon and attend the Central Oregon Sportsman Show. Again, the dates are March 7th through 10th. The location, the Deschutes County Fairgrounds. You can find out more and get a discount coupon at thesportshows.com. That's thesportshows.com. Trey, I have no doubt this will be another successful show, and I wish you the best.
We really appreciate it. And, you know, in addition to all that, all the things that we've talked about, there's also some amazing sales going on, John. We have ammo sale during the market for rod. We have, you know, three different rod manufacturers there. There's other retailers bringing tackle and apparel and hunting gear. And there's deep discounts and show-only specials going on all days of the show.
There you go, folks. Just another reason to go. Trey, thanks so much for sharing this with us today on Northwestern Outdoors Radio.
Thank you, John. Really appreciate it.
We
Make plans to attend the 62nd Annual Bighorn Outdoor Adventure Show, March 14th through the 17th at the Spokane County Fair and Expo Center. There's going to be over 300 outfitters, guides, and sporting products there for you. There's different theme day each day, lots of activities for the kids, and the show is a great fundraiser for a great organization, the Inland Northwest Wildlife Council. So get hooked on the outdoors and attend the Bighorn Outdoor Adventure Show and find out more at bighornshow.com. Welcome back to Northwestern Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. I'd like to introduce you to Carla Hunsley. She is the executive director for Montana's Missouri River Country. That's the tourism bureau that covers Northeast Montana, and they are a brand new sponsor of our show. Carla, welcome aboard.
Thanks, John. Thanks for having me.
Well, I wanted to talk about some things that are going to be happening in terms of outdoor recreation in Montana's Missouri River Country once springtime arrives, because I know that ice is going to come off Fort Peck Reservoir pretty soon, isn't it?
Yeah, and us locals, we're excited for that ice to come off and get out there and fish that open water and look for that trophy walleye. So, yeah, that's the main thing that most of us locals look for, is that open water to get out there.
Well, I know the bite is always really good once that ice comes off. I have a really memorable trip to the Northwest Territories where we literally got there as the ice was melting and the fishing was nonstop crazy. Not just for walleye, but also northern pike. And Fort Peck Reservoir's got a healthy population of pike, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Huge pike in the spring. You can catch some really nice ones. Yeah.
For the walleye after ice out.
When the ice gets off of there, that's great fishing also. And next door to Nelson Reservoir, or not next door, but really close to the area there, and that's located near Malta, it's the Sleeping Buffalo Hot Springs Resort, and you can rent a cabin and soak in the hot springs, and they have a new restaurant, so that's you can make a several days of it. You fish on Nelson for the day and go to the resort and, you know, sleep in a cabin, and very nice. The cabins are very nice also.
Oh, that sounds like a great spring adventure, fishing at Nelson Reservoir and then, again, soaking in the hot springs at a nice lodge. Yeah, you can't go wrong with that. Let's talk a little bit about wildlife watching because, you know, spring, you've got the fawns, the new calves, and all the new babies. Yeah. It's got to be a great time of year, and you've got a huge National Wildlife Refuge up there.
We do. We have the Charles M. Russell National Wildlife Refuge. And, yeah, just to go for a scenic drive. And in the springtime in Northeast Montana, you know, when it starts to get green, you can drive and you can see the wildlife. You can do bird watching. Just, you know, so much to do out in nature. And it's just wonderful to be out in the nature and see those young little babies, you know. So, yeah, it's just an awesome time here in Northeast Montana.
And the Charles M. Russell National Wildlife Refuge, it's huge. It's like, what, 1.1 million acres? How accessible is it by road?
It is. You can, but it's very important to stay on the roads. But, yeah, there's roads out there. Sometimes, you know, if it's going to, you know, rain, if, you know, the weather is going to be a little wet. We do have a lot of gumbo up here. So,
right.
So watch the weather. Don't be out there and have a rainstorm. Believe me, I know. I have been caught out there. So take advice from me. So just watch the weather. But otherwise, you know, when it's dry, I mean, beautiful, drive through those on those roads and see the wildlife and bird watching and just the whole nature scene.
Well, you certainly have plenty of pronghorn and elk and white-tailed deer and mule deer up there. Do you have much bison in the wildlife refuge or not?
No, we do. Like in Fort Peck here, there is, it's called the Leal B. Coleman Wildlife Pasture. And there are some bison in that, and the herd is actually increasing. So you can actually just drive around. It's just a little pasture they have fenced off, and you can see the bison, which are pretty cool, you know, because normally they don't really roam wild out here, so they're fenced in.
Gotcha. All right, so if the weather's not so nice, because it is spring in Montana, and it's definitely going to rain from time to time, any indoor activities that folks should be aware of?
Yeah, you know, so in the springtime is when our museums start to open up. And we actually have four dinosaur facilities in our area that are on the Montana Dinosaur Trail. And so, like in the Fort Peck Interpretive Center, which is also on the Dinosaur Trail, you can spend a whole day there. They have the huge, large aquariums, and you can learn the history of the building of the dam, and just a lot of history of the area. Like I say, that Fort Peck Interpretive Center, when you walk in, you're going to see big, huge T-Rex.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was found close to our area here, and he's on display, and they have other dinosaurs, plus, like I said, the history of the dam. It's a very interesting museum to visit, so I totally recommend that. And just explore Fort Peck. They have the nature trail, especially in the springtime. You see, I've done it before, that you can see all different kinds of, you see all the wildlife. I mean, you can go for your scenic drives, but you can also walk that trail and see a lot of wildlife on it also, and the birds, bird watching, and go camping. Camping is another thing we do in the springtime. Well, we do it all year, of course, but all summer and spring, but nice campsites in the area, so I recommend that too. And would you like me to talk about some events? I can talk about
absolutely.
Some of our events in the area.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so in the springtime, we have the Milk River Catfish Days, and that happens in Glasgow, and it's a catfish tournament, but they turned it into days, so it's a couple days where they do just fun activities, cornhole, they play games, and they might even have a live band. I know they have in the past, fun, exciting place to be, Glasgow. That's the end of May, 1st of June, and then there's the Native American Red Bottom Celebration in Fraser. I went last year, and that is really awesome. You see the Native American dancers, and it's open to everybody, and they welcome everybody, and that is just so spectacular. I totally recommend that. Fort Union Trading Post, that's kind of on the North Dakota-Montana border there. They do a reenactment every year in June. And, yeah, and so there's just lots of fun things to do in Northeast Montana in the springtime.
Well, you're giving us all sorts of reasons to visit Northeast Montana and Montana's Missouri River Country. One other thing I'd like to talk about here, especially since you mentioned camping, is your Trail of the Stars, because, you know, Montana's known as Big Sky Country, but you've got some amazing stargazing with almost zero light pollution.
Yeah, we have some of the darkest skies in the lower 48, yeah. Yeah, especially when you're camping, look up. You'll see, you know, all those bright stars and the Milky Way. And we have the Montana Dinosaur Trail. There's several different locations that are actually designated for night sky viewing. Although you can look at the night skies anywhere, just about anywhere. Because in Northeast Montana, we don't have the light pollution. So, yeah, get out and look up in the evening, in the nighttime. So, yeah.
All right. Well, don't wait till summer. Go ahead and plan a spring trip to Montana's Missouri River Country. The website to go to is MissouriRiverMT.com. That's MissouriRiverMT.com. And when you're there, ask for your free travel guide. And they've got all sorts of other accessory travel guides describing the Dinosaur Trail, the Trail of the Stars, a bird viewing guide, wildlife watching guide, and more. The website, again, is MissouriRiverMT.com. Carla, again, welcome aboard as a new sponsor, and I can't wait to share more of your part of the woods with our listeners on Northwestern Outdoors Radio.
Yeah, thanks, John. I'm looking forward to it.
Go fishing. Help salmon and make money. You can do it from May 1st through September 30th by catching northern pike minnow and turning them in for cash. Here's how it works. First, register at a designated station on the Columbia or Snake River. Then, go fishing. At the end of the day, turn in any pike minnow you catch 9 inches or longer and look for the ones with tags worth $500. You'll get vouchers for those pike minnow you turn in, and you mail those in for cash. Find out more at pikeminnow.org.
Grow your love for the outdoors at the 62nd Annual Bighorn Show, March 14th to 17th at the Spokane County Fairgrounds, presented by Lithia Motors. There's something for everyone in the family at the Bighorn Show. Visit and shop hundreds of vendors and exhibitors. Check out the Trophy Territory Annual Exhibition. Go fishing with the kids at Leshwap Fishing World. Enjoy live music. You will find it all at this year's Bighorn Show. This event is produced by Inland Northwest Wildlife Council. Big thanks to Brett's RV and Marine, Leshwap, and many more. Get your tickets and more details at bighornshow.com.
This year, resolve to immerse yourself into the great outdoors. Whether you're learning to hunt, fish, hike, camp, paddle, or grill, or are looking to take yourself to the next level, the place to go for the gear you need is Sportsman's Warehouse. With over 145 stores around the nation, Sportsman's Warehouse is truly America's premier outfitter. Find a store near you or shop online anytime at sportsmans.com. That's sportsmans.com for Sportsman's Warehouse.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
Before we go today, we've got time for one last shot of Northwestern Outdoors Radio with your host, John Cruz.
I'm glad you're back because it's time for your Sportsman's Warehouse Trivia Question of the Week. And with turkey hunting season approaching along with spring fishing, now is a great time to head to your local Sportsman's Warehouse store and get the gear you need for success in the field and on the water. And if you can't make it to a store near you today, that's all right. You can shop online anytime at sportsmans.com. Now, our Sportsman's Warehouse Trivia Question of the Week is going to dovetail with the interview we just did with Carla Hunsley. Because Montana's largest state park is located in eastern Montana, and it's also well known as a place to go find out about dinosaurs. As a matter of fact, you'll get to see a T-Rex and a Triceratops skull there. And during the summers, on Saturdays, you can actually go on a paleo hike and check out fossil digs and other things there. In addition to hiking trails, there's also disc golf, an archery range, and a campground too. And here's your question. What is the name of this state park, Montana's largest state park found in eastern Montana? If you know the answer, you know what to do. Simply go to our website at northwesternoutdoors.com and send us a message with the name of the state park. Or, alternatively, you can go ahead and email me directly. The email address is John, J-O-H-N, at northwesternoutdoors.com. And again, the question you have to answer is, what is Montana's largest state park located in Montana's Missouri River Country? One lucky person who guesses right wins that $25 gift card we give away every week from America's Premier Outfitter. One other thing I'd like to add before we go is a big thank you. I've had quite a few of you reach out about this hapless outdoorsman who tripped over a motel curb and tore his tendon off his kneecap. And yes, the surgery was not fun, but the recovery is going slow but sure. We're about 3 weeks post-op now, and I've got about 4 more weeks at least, maybe 5, in this knee brace. So wish me luck and maybe a prayer for quick healing and speedy recovery. I could use them. I could certainly use them. And each and every prayer is appreciated. On that note, it's time to go. We're going to fade out with a little music from Frank Prenevost from his CD, I Miss Lake Bemidji. And if you're a musky fishing guide or angler, I think you're going to love this one. Until next time, do take care. God bless. And make it a point to spend some time outdoors.
Fish finder or two. We push off the dock just before 5 o'clock and go sailing off into the blue. We really don't care what size fish that we catch, as long as we have one to hold. You see, it don't matter, 'cause the fish gets bigger every time the story is told. I miss Lake Bemidji and all of my buddies and all of the beer we go through. Chucking big bait, making figure eights with musky spinners and lures. honey, I love you, and that's not a lie. Muskie guides all tell the truth. This must be the reason why I miss fishing more than I miss.